You're welcome back. 10 minutes come past 5 o'clock. It is still Hard Facts on Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dayo, and discussions continue. Once again, joining via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. And the numbers to call will be given out momentarily as well. But here's the next matter for discourse, a story also courtesy Premium Times. We've met yearnings of Nigerians who are saying that, you guessed right, the President Buhari himself. President Muhammadu Buhari has declared open the last ministerial performance review retreat of his administration, saying high-impact projects have been implemented across the country, meeting the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians. Now, addressing the retreat organized to evaluate the level of progress made in the implementation of the 9-priority agenda of his administration, the president highlighted remarkable progress made in the areas of agriculture, economy, infrastructure, security, health, anti-corruption, among others. Now, he told participants and guests at the retreat, including keynote speaker and immediate past president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, that over 3,800 kilometers of roads has been constructed across the country. He reviewed a new aircraft acquired for the Nigerian Air Force, 38.7 million Nigerians fully vaccinated against COVID-19, representing 35% of the total eligible population target for vaccination. And he mentioned several other notable accomplishments, saying in recognition of the importance of critical infrastructure and economic development and the quest of this administration to leave a lasting legacy, we've implemented high impact projects across the length and breadth of the country that meet the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians. Notable achievements include completion of the 326-kilometer Itakpe-Ajakuta-Wori rail line, completion of over 156.5 kilometer Lagos-Ibadan standard gauge railway modernization project with extension to Lagos Port Apapa. Talks about roads and several other things as well. But at the heart of it, the president says and possibly believes that his administration has met the yearnings of Nigerians, the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians. So my question to you is quite simple, really. Has the Buhari administration met the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians? And also, what are those areas or sectors in which the Buhari administration has performed best? And conversely, what are those areas that the Buhari administration has not performed best or possibly even performed worst in your estimation? The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007 are the numbers to call. Reminder, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well at NigeriaInfoPH. Has the Buhari administration met the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians? And also added to that, in what areas or in what sectors has the Buhari administration performed best, and in what areas has it left a bit to be desired? But the president scored himself good points in just about all the sectors, talking about agriculture, talking about the economy. I think I need to go back to that again. Yes, exactly. The president highlighted remarkable progress made in the areas of agriculture, economy, infrastructure, security, health, anti-corruption, among others. So do you agree? I don't know if your yearnings personally have been met, but well, maybe everybody's yearnings can never be met. I don't think that's possible. But maybe the majority of Nigerians, you know, I think is more the scope of this. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome. Hello, you're live on radio, please go ahead. I guess that caller has got nothing to say. Once again, 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Hello, 93, welcome. Please go on.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, guys.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I think if we have to score him, we also have to look at what are the promises, what is it, what are the exams in this case now that he set for himself. Are we judging him based on what he said before the two broke him? What are the parameters? Because if we have to judge him on based on what he said before they took over, before they took over their administration 7 years ago, I genuinely think the colossal failure without missing any work. Where do I start? Or should we start from education under him? Because I think this actual strike is just one of those about the longest we've ever had in recent times. Almost 9 months strike has just ended. What are the policies he made before he came in? That's the question.
But nobody does absolutely. Hello, caller. Nobody does absolutely nothing. So is there one area at least, one sector maybe, that you think the Buhari administration has performed maybe well? You know, where has the Buhari administration performed best in your estimation?
In all honesty, because if I am to answer to that, I should be able to point it out. I should be able to point it out how we affect my life, how we affect my immediate environment. For some other people who are close to me, in all honesty, I cannot say this is the clear sector that I think this administration has done well. Absolutely. You can't come and keep on telling me, maybe in a second Niger Bridge, that maybe somebody from South Alabama has nothing to do with it in the next 15 years. The other time, I genuinely don't think. It's very difficult for me, in all honesty.
Are you saying because somebody here in the South might never apply the second Niger Bridge, that makes the second Niger Bridge irrelevant?
It doesn't make it irrelevant, but it's not something to boast about. It's something out of the ordinary. And as a matter of fact, it was initiated by the previous government. And government is a continuum. So that if he can finish his government, I'm not sure I'm receiving the accolades. So you should be thinking of, okay, what is it that they came and promised and they started and they were able to finish in this year?
Absolutely
nothing you can say they started and finished in this year.
Great to hear from me. 91.3, hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Dayo, good day.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is my name?
Go ahead.
If you notice, at first, as you introduced this program, if it was a motivative one or something that is interesting, followers will be watching in even before your intro.
So why have you called in then?
So I called in because I want to add color to it. I think the only area he has done well.
Hello.
Is,
okay, go ahead.
Listening.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. The only area I think he has done well is acquiring more debt for Nigeria. Acquiring more debt.
Okay, all right. I obviously do not. This conversation does not need your coloring, but thanks for listening, though. All right, once again, call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007, via facebook.com/ Nigerian for PH and Twitter at Nigerian for PH. Via Facebook, also Francis in Amanigos. Good evening. Buhari has not met the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians. Looking at the height of insecurity, unemployment, high cost of living, hunger, huge accumulated foreign debt, among other challenges, bedeviling Nigeria. But God help us. All right. Hard fact, you're welcome. Please go on.
Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
For me, Buhari has done his own bit. if we talk about the rail line, Lagos is battle.
Before you come to specifics, could you address the statement of him meeting the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians? Hello? Can you hear me? Thank you for your contribution, sir. Once again, via facebook.com/NigerianForPH, Twitter @NigerianForPH. Also, I've got some comments here. How that it will be so unfair saying Buhari's administration didn't do well. Let's look at the aspect of loan collection. Do you know how many countries that are in the street of China begging for loan, but his administration gets access to it effortlessly, even though we don't know what it's used for? That's from Chris. Chris, do you know any country that tries to secure a loan and doesn't get it? Very unfortunate and most annoying that President Buhari is making such remarks at a time when Nigerians are very hungry, no employment of any sort, insecurity has ravaged the country, inflation everywhere. This is the worst government ever. Ned Agumach said that. Hello, how far do you want?
Hello,
Daya.
Hi, go ahead. Yeah,
good evening. You're welcome, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm too much from other judge.
Go ahead.
Okay. I wouldn't totally want to write off the administration. You know, where the other they perform in the area of equipping the military. I was called them a little above average, considering what the administration met on ground. And a few areas of infrastructure. Road infrastructure. I think they did commented over in some areas, so it can be improved upon. The lowest point for me is the education sector. This wasn't handled well, especially when it comes to the issue of strike. And the economy should have been managed better than what they did. So they are against.
Generally, the Buhari administration meets the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians.
On the average, you can't say yes. You can't say they met the yearnings and aspirations of the people.
All right, good to hear from you, sir. Hard Frank, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening, Dayo.
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, Obed Chima. Yeah, Dayo, you asked a question if actually Buhari has met the yearnings and aspirations of Nigeria. I think the answer is no. First of all, what are Nigeria yearning for? Steady power supply and job creation. Economic and well-being of all citizens. So when we look at it side by side, recently there was a particular organization coming up with the poverty index of Nigeria, whereby it was clearly stated that Nigeria and Congo are the worst country. Who are the highest number of people living in abject poverty? Congo coming first, Nigeria coming second. So, looking at all this, hello, Dayo.
Yes, Chima. So, apologies, though, I do have to wrap up the conversation now. Got a commercial break coming up in a moment.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All Okay, we asked the Hard Factor on Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dio, 27 to go before 6 p.m. The major news is up at 6. But for the moment, we've met yearnings of Nigerians. President Buhari saying that. Here is the version published by Premium Times. President Buhari has declared open the last ministerial performance review retreat of his administration, saying high-impact projects have been implemented across the country, meeting the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians. Addressing the retreat organized to evaluate the level of progress made in the implementation of the 9-priority agenda of his administration, the president highlighted remarkable progress made in the areas of agriculture, economy, infrastructure, security, health, anti-corruption, among others. And so the question thus, has the Buhari administration met the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians? In what sector do you suppose the Buhari administration has performed best? And in what other sector or areas do you think it's performed worst? The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. Via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello?
Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, you're live. Go ahead, please. 9013. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
My name is Sunday.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Whether Buhari have made the administration of the Nigerian populace, I would say yes, negatively, because going by his antecedent as the president...
You cannot, just a moment, you cannot meet hunger, aspirations negatively, that's
crime,
literally impossible.
Security and all that, and he came also to up it up. Now we have the...
Hello, can you hear what I'm saying?
We have hello?
All right. You cannot meet aspirations negatively. I'm trying to have an enlightening conversation here of sorts, if you will, you know. So, like I was trying to tell that caller, you cannot meet aspirations negatively. That's literally impossible. So, especially when we discuss you know, public forums such as this, it's important that, you know, appropriate and the right expressions and the right use of words, because some other person would hear that and would think, oh, okay, maybe that's an appropriate usage of that expression, but it's completely wrong, as a matter of fact, you know. So I needed to point that out, and he wasn't listening. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello?
Hi, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So, good evening. My name is Goswin, and I'm calling from around Airport. So, very quickly, in my own opinion,
yes, Godswell,
this administration has not met the yearnings of Nigeria. Let's begin. We just look at. I'll put some data out there. What did he promise, and what do we have now? You know.
Okay.
For instance, he came in. He looked at insecurity and told us in 2015 insecurity is so bad, he can squash it. He even gave a time frame, a very short time frame. Today we know what the story is. We look at oil price, the price of fuel, a liter of petrol. When they came in, one of his campaign promises, it was captured in Vanguard of 2015, I also read it, he said they have a template to get petrol to sell at 14 naira per liter. Today it's over 180 naira per liter, at least I buy. He talked about taking people out of poverty. They even gave a number of millions of Nigerians to take out of poverty. Today, inflation rate, which measures how fast people are falling into poverty, has risen to 17-year high. In August, it was 20.52. In September, it's 20.77. Oil production has gone so low because of oil theft, insecurity that was seen in his administration. From whatever it was going on, we were producing now around 72 million by 1,000, by more than 2,000 barrels per day. In August, which was over 800,000, less than OPEC quota for Nigeria of 1.6. This month, on the last month of September, it went lower to now around 7,000 barrels per day. So, this indices point to one fact. What are they looking at to say he has made the earnings of Nigeria? The data is out there.
Is there any one thing?
To discuss.
Is there any one area or any one sector where you say the Buhari administration performed best? Oh my. That's it. Via Facebook, Uluyede Jack Ridge goes, hi, Daya, good evening. President Buhari met the earnings of all Nigerians, 150%. I wish he'll come back again because no one can do what is done for Nigerians. All right. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, you're welcome.
Daya.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
Atisi here.
Okay, go ahead.
The president said with the yearning of Nigeria.
Yes.
I've been enjoying this program, the start of this program, and I've been thinking, of one particular sector as an actually pinpoint that the president have done, is in agricultural sector. Come to think of it, how much of a bag before he has in office? Before now, you can buy a bag of rice for as low as 12 to 15,000 naira. But as I speak, a bag of rice is about 40,000 naira. In the angle of petroleum sector, how much was a liter of fuel before now? And how much is a liter of fuel today? Is in the academic sector, also has been on strike for about 8 good months now, resume school. So what another sector can we actually pinpoint to say this is the area he has done with that he can boldly say that he has made the union of Nigeria? Are you actually sure that the president is in this country with us?
Yes, he was at the ministerial event, at the retreat.
I'm not convinced. I'm not really convinced because if he's in this country with us, he cannot be saying that.
Yeah, but once again, he was at the event where he made that statement.
Let me address my question. But if he said he has been the end of Nigeria, no problem.
How about you? What's your take on this? 913, hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, Dayo.
Hi there, go ahead.
Yes, Dayo, what I was saying the last time before you went on break.
Hello. I think you made your point clear enough at that time. There's no need to call in again. I'd rather hear from persons who haven't called in at all. The lines are open, please. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. Got a few comments over here. Good evening, Dayo. President Buhari has done many things for Nigeria, especially the NPower program, where each beneficiary receives 30K every month without going to work. For me, he's done very good in this aspect. An awesome gift. President Buhari is rating his administration's achievements based on his experiences in Aso Rock and inside his private jet. He's traveling all over the world, the glamour and all the ease he finds himself in. For him, that's how he determines what Nigerians are going through. Anything else, blame it on the lazy youth. And those around him tell him that everyone across the board is applauding everything he does. In my opinion, that kind of position by the president is simply a demonstration of the level of disconnect between the leadership and the people. His position is far from the reality Nigerians are going through. That's from Daibi. Hello, Hard Facts. Good evening. Go on.
Good morning. Good evening.
Go ahead. Hello, I apologize, sir. I really can't hear what you're saying clearly. Okay, sorry. No worries. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome.
Hello, Bio. Good evening.
Good evening, go ahead.
Thank you very much. You're calling from Koro.
Go ahead.
No, what the president said is really true. He was president at least, it's almost 7 years now. The president has tried his best.
He has met the aspirations and yearnings of Nigerians.
Yes, at least he has tried. For the president, we need prayer of Nigerians. We need to pray for the president. It's not easy.
Hold on. The president didn't say he has tried. He said he has met the yearnings and aspirations of Nigerians. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree with that. I agree on that. Yes.
Okay.
And we need to pray for the president to do more for us.
Okay. Where would you say he performed best?
At least in a way we have tried. He took off Air Bridge. The bridge he has tried for Niger Bridge. Okay. And education, at least education they need to, and security, especially.
Hello, good evening. Nigeria Info, go ahead.
Yeah, like the last caller said, I'm calling from America.
Yeah, go on.
Like the last caller said, if he did 90, actually, that's the only thing I see.
What thing? You said that's the only thing. What thing?
The second Niger Bridge.
Okay. There's nothing else.
Every other thing is far below even feeling.
All right. Hello, Hard Facts. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Ojike, coming from Onisha.
Go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Go ahead, please.
All right. So, based on the question you asked, if Buhari has met the enemies of Nigeria, I will tell you no. Reason being that, apart from being a politician in Nigeria today, nobody can comfortably tell me that at least he's living well. Irrespective of who you do, best of business, neither you are civil. Eh? If you are telling what people are passing through, you listen, they don't say, come on, look at the most of the road in Southeast. You know, from Anambra State to Enugu, we take more than 6-7 hours now. Just a journey of 30 minutes before, all the road have washed away. So, is this the education? How many of us have asked you for the attack? They never even officially resume. They are doing it not for meeting. What of insecurity? People are dying every day. Come to Anambra State, they are kidnapping people like chicken, slaughtering people like cow. And the person will come and tell you that I have met the enemies of Nigeria. Why is he mocking people?
But there's no perfect society anywhere in the world. Hello, caller. But there is no perfect society anywhere in the world. Hello, can you hear me at all?
Nothing good come out of this man.
All right, good to hear from you. 92.3, you're welcome. All right, influence sent this in. Good evening, Dai. I'm not aware that there has ever been any administration that Nigerians admitted met their yearnings while in office, or any administration Nigerians admitted was better than their predecessors. We only appreciate any government when they are out of office and complain that the current one is worse. In my opinion, PNB's government has done relatively well in critical areas of road and rail infrastructure, considering the global challenges they have been faced with in his tenure. All right, has President Buhari met the yearnings of Nigerians? The answer is capital no. Life has been unbearable in his administration. Inflation and devaluation of Naira has gotten to the peak. Savior sent that in. Could have been done. For me, Buhari has not done well. How I wish he experienced the kind of life we are facing. He has all the money, food, comfort and so on. But we strive day in, day out to see how we can afford what to eat. Everything sold is so high. But Buhari and his cabals are enjoying every day. I score him 1/10 in his administration. That's from Sonny. Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening, Dai. I'm out of Hard Facts.
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Papian. I'm calling from Owerri.
Go ahead, please.
For the president coming out to say that he has met the yearnings of Nigeria, I mean, I don't know how to put it, but to me, it sounds delusional, to be honest. Because we have the stats to prove everything that has happened. And if you come out to see the stats, you taking in, and when you took in into office, we knew how the stat was, and now you are leaving the office, we know how the stat is. And for you to come out and tell 200 million people that you have met the yearnings of Nigerians, come on. I think it's a slap to our face. I don't know, but it's really unfortunate that...
Maybe he hasn't met your yearnings, but how about the yearnings of other Nigerians?
Hello?
Maybe he didn't meet your yearnings or hasn't met your yearnings, but does that mean he hasn't met the yearnings of other Nigerians?
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, probably he's trying to, feel like he met the yearnings of some of his, family members, So, I think on the general basis, I don't think he has performed well at all.
Is there not one area where you would say he's performed best, maybe? Maybe not to the best of standards, but maybe he did relatively well.
Bro, for me, I don't think he has. Because everything is really on the collapse, man. The grid, the power system, the theft of oil, the electricity, the education, the flouting of court orders and all that. It's not a responsible government. For my opinion, I don't think it's a responsible government would want to do, would come out and say stuff like that.
All right.
So that's my take anyway.
Good to hear from me. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Welcome to Hard Facts. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Dario.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah. You see, for the statement to come from the president himself is an indication that he has failed. Because as a Christian, the Bible tells me that my praise should not come from my lips. Every good leader does not compliment himself.
Well, the president is not a Christian. Last I checked, he's
now,
a Muslim, I believe.
I wouldn't blame the president. I would not blame him because he doesn't use the road that we use. He doesn't go to the market that we go to see the price, how price of things have skyrocketed. He doesn't even know that people died on the Aleto Bridge last week Friday. A lot of people died because of the failure of this government to fix the road, the federal road. He's not aware. If he was aware, he wouldn't make all these bogus statements. He's probably not even aware. The student stayed for 8 months.
How would he not be aware that students have been at home or were at home because of the strike?
Hello?
How would he not have been aware that there was a strike? Hello, Hard Facts, welcome. Please go on.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Chukwu Michael, I'm calling from long ago. If they are playing football, and then after the match, so they are trying to give a start of Cristiano Ronaldo, and then they say Cristiano Ronaldo saved like 10 balls, like he literally used his hands to save 10 balls in that game, and you see people praising him like, oh, Ronaldo did well. You know, won't you be confused?
Oh. Yeah, maybe he decided to be a goalkeeper that day, I don't know.
To be honest, this matter that we are discussing is very laughable. You know, for the president to be saying that he has met our yearning.
Hello? What a female comment. Yes, indeed, Buhari has fantastically met the yearnings of Nigerians. And the implication of his claim is that the next president is either coming to take off nothing or that Nigerians should expect nothing from the incoming president since their aspirations have already been adequately taken care of. All is extremely well with Nigeria, or is it not? Uh, The needs of man is insatiable. Therefore, the president, Muhammadu Buhari-led government, has done relatively well given the global economic crisis. The president should be commended in the area of infrastructure, security, fight against corruption, better foreign image, etc. That's from Tony Odom. All right. In River State alone, we benefited 78 billion refund. Bonny Border Road, Ogoni Cleanup, but Harcourt Airport Rehabilitation, Naval College Ubima, East West Road, and many more. The in general, good score in infrastructure, good policies opposed by governors like minimum wage, local government, judicial and legislative autonomy, school feeding, COVID-19 palliative, school feeding and hidden COVID-19 palliative by governors, etc. Buhari administration has made no positive impact on any combat Nigerian. Whatever the president says is a script written for him to read.